The Amphion. The stern and cabin from King Gustav III's ship Amphion is definitely one of the museum's highlights. The museum's architect, Ragnar Östberg, actually designed the Maritime Museum around the Amphion. Built into the wall of the Memorial Hall, it becomes one of the first things the visitors see when they enter the building. During his travel in Europe, King Gustav III visited France and Italy, and he was more than impressed by the luxury of the French court at Versailles. Upon his arrival home, he wanted his master shipbuilder, Frederick Henrik Alf Chapman, to design a ship that could equal the splendor that he had seen abroad. Chapman designed a ship for His Majesty to use on Lake Mälaren. It was basically a schooner, but she could be rowed as well as sailed. Her sailing qualities, however, were not altogether satisfactory, and critics referred to her as the Gilded Clog. The Amphion was launched during the summer of 1778 at the wharf of Djurgården in Stockholm, where the amusement park Gröna Lund lies today. King Gustav III used the ship from time to time, but mostly she just lay at anchor outside the royal palaces of Drottningholm or Haga, looking decorative. However, the Amphion was actively used during the war against Russia in 1788 to 1790. It was in the great cabin that Gustav III laid out his plans for various battles and decided whether to advance or to retreat. In July 1790, the king held a famous meeting in the Amphion, where it was decided to proceed with the action that was to become known as the Second Battle at Svensksund. This battle was a victory and made it possible for the Swedes to negotiate an ending of the war without loss of territory. After the war, the ship served various purposes, but finally ended up as a barrack ship, with her rigging gone and additional windows cut into her hull. But some of her splendor remained, like her stern and figurehead. The Amphion was dismantled in 1884, but fortunately the stern was removed in one piece. All the panels and furniture from the great cabin were also preserved. When the Maritime Museum was inaugurated in 1938, the stern had pride of place. A whole annex is built around the Amphion, and today it is possible to look into the cabin in its original state, where Gustav III made critical decisions during the war years of 1788 to 1790.